Everything that happens in your system requires enzymes to make it happen. We've all been sitting here now for almost 30 minutes. We've been blinking, our hair's been growing, our heart's been beating, we're breathing in and out. All of those things require enzymes. And if you don't have enough enzymes because your pancreas is so overworked from trying to produce enzymes just to break down your foods, other things in your system are not going to work as well either. Small intestine, now I could go on forever. Those of you who've listened to me know that I could go on forever talking about the small intestine. I think it's a very important part of us. So much of what we eat gets broken down in the small intestine and is very important from the standpoint of our overall immunity. 75 to 80% of our overall immunity is housed in the digestive system. We have a complete central nervous system within the gastrointestinal system. There's a lot of research that's being done that I think is very fascinating research talking about the gut-brain access and just how important a good, healthy gut is if you're going to be able to think clearly, function normally, okay? A lot of research going on in that arena and fascinating research because a lot of people suffer with brain fog. Has anybody ever suffered with brain fog? Most of you know what I'm talking about. It's not something that you experience every day, or for maybe some of you it is. And if it is, clean up your diet, okay? But a lot of us have suffered from brain fog, and we don't realize why it's happening and don't understand that there's such a dramatic link between what's happening in our gut and what's happening in our brain. Say nothing for the fact, and Sanjeev mentioned this, what happens in your gut dictates everything. And when people will come to me, much like what Sanjeev was talking about, when people will come to me, I don't care what you tell me you have. The first thing I'm going to say to you is clean up your diet. Do the Suero cleanse. Because we want to try to do the best we can cleaning out the organs and tissues. Making sure that what's in there that shouldn't be gets cleaned out. And then I'm going to say, I want you to do my flora program. My flora program is a 20-day program. And what you're doing when you're doing the flora program is you're actually flooding the system with good probiotics and digestive enzymes to try to get this vital organ functioning like it's supposed to. And once that happens, you're going to boost your immune system. The 90 for life will be much better absorbed. All of these things are going to happen, and they're going to happen much more quickly if we have a good foundation, if we have a healthy gut. I'm going to just flip through these quickly because we don't have time to go in through all of these. Okay, some of the enemies of intestinal bacteria. I'm going to keep that slide up there for just a minute. When we talk about probiotics, we're talking about flora, we're talking about the lactobacillus strains in the small intestine, the bifidobacterium strains in the large intestine. All of those things are very important, okay? And we kill them off every day. The important thing to know is the ones that we're killing off are the good, healthy ones, which allows for an overgrowth of the unhealthy. And the unfortunate thing is that overgrowth of unhealthy causes problems and ultimately creates a leaky gut. The probiotics, pro is for, bio is life, probiotics for life versus antibiotics, anti against life, okay? And not only antibiotics that we take, but antibiotics and steroids that are given to the animals that we then consume. All of those things are going to kill off the healthy bacteria. You can go through that whole list. All of those things are going to kill off your healthy bacteria. You kill off your healthy bacteria, don't replace it. You'll have an overgrowth of the unhealthy bacteria, and that's when you can get into significant problems. Those significant problems come in the form of all kinds of issues, one of which is what we call leaky gut. Now, one of the easiest ways for me to explain leaky gut is imagine, if you will, a screen. And you know if the screen's intact, only the tiniest little bugs can get through that screen. But if there are big holes in that screen, those big bugs get through that screen. And this is exactly what happens in the gut. Those tight junctions are no longer tight junctions. And you get a leaky gut. And when you get a leaky gut, what happens is these things that leak out, the body says, whoa, what's this? This is a foreign body, and begins to mount an attack. and you have the white blood cells, and you have all the whole procedure that goes on when there's a dangerous thing going on in the body, and you start to develop allergic type reactions, all the way up to autoimmune type reactions. I tease about my favorite conditions to work on with people on are fibromyalgia and scleroderma. And people say, oh, well, my doctor said that I'll have it the rest of my life. Anybody ever heard I'll have it the rest of my life? Okay. Anybody gotten over any of those things that they're going to have the rest of their lives? Okay. We don't have to have these things the rest of our lives, but those two in particular fall into the category of autoimmune, meaning the body is attacking itself. And your doctor says, we have drugs that will fix that. Or probably not fix it, but help you with the symptoms. Okay? And then you start taking these drugs, only to have to take more drugs to help you with the symptoms that you get because of all the side effects of the first drug. And, you know, it becomes that vicious cycle. So, intestinal permeability can be responsible for up to 90% of chronic conditions. Wow, really? What does that have to do with my gut?